This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What's the tip?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at 3. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And it off.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the two horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the four horse.
I like the 6, that's the horse, that's it.
I always bet on 5.
The number 1 horse.
I like the 4, number 4, 4.
I like the 6.
I like the 4 horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ.
I mean it, you are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your host, Jono Kabinjian.
Welcome back, race fans, to another great show here at FairmontParkPodcast.com. And Mike Plasters, how are you?
Doing well, Jono. How are you doing?
I am doing fine, my man. I am doing fine. And before we get to our results from Tuesday's race, just like to give a shout-out to our folks out there. They're communicating on our site.
Right.
And they're leaving me nice messages. They like our show.
That's great.
And I think people are going out there,
They're logging on and getting on the site and getting some feedback at the track as well. Everything seems to be going pretty good.
You know what I like to do, Mike? I got to talk to our GM, Chris, about it as well. I like to bring up maybe like a $25 or a $50 gift certificate and maybe get all the fans just to – Like we got Leon and we got Mike. We got these guys are, I mean, Mike's from Boston area or the East Coast area, and they send us pics of what they're playing.
Right.
Why don't we get like 15, 20, 30 people just send us their pics, and at the end of the day, we see who had the most wins.
Who had the most wins and give them something back.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
I just thought of it. I don't think it's a... I mean, it's not going to kill us or anything.
No, I hope not.
And I just figure we'll just take it out of your pay.
That's fine. Yeah.
All right. That's good. Yeah, so anything new since last time we talked?
Yeah, when I went to the track Wednesday morning, I was talking to a couple of trainers. They was out the paddock watching their horses go, and got a little bit of a disturbing news that one of our trainers at the track had had some health issues the night before and was taken to the hospital.
What?
Yeah, the guy that's been on that magic carpet ride.
You're kidding.
No, I talked to him on the way to the studio today and wanted to check and find out for myself. And his blood pressure was really elevated, and they've got him in the hospital right now under some medication, told him he's got to eat differently. And he said he'd went and had breakfast Tuesday morning and went back to the track and wasn't feeling right. And Teddy being Teddy, you know, he was going to... He had that mare in the last race, and he was making sure everything was good, and he run the bandages on the filly and checked with the groom. Everything was fine at the barn, so he went up, and when the filly was in the race, he said he was feeling a little bit uncomfortable, so his wife took him to the urgent care, and his blood pressure was very high, and they've got him under medication, like I said, and he seems to be in good spirits, and he'll be out in a day or two, I'm sure, and just going to have to... You know, the stress level.
Got
stress levels like everybody else. And you just sometimes reality gets you in the face.
No kidding, man.
Find out what's important, you know.
Here we are making like the man's invincible, you know. And Teddy, you got to take care of yourself, babe. I tell you, I've been losing weight. And folks out there, got to take care of yourself a little bit. And you know what? You're a trainer. You're a trainer. You know what it takes to get a horse in the shape, and God knows you're getting those horses in the shape. you gotta take care of yourself too.
Yeah,
that's for sure. Well, we wish you nothing but the best, my friend. A friend of our show too.
Right, so, he's on the show.
Yeah, yeah. So Wish you nothing but the best, and let's get to our races here.
Okay.
Let's get to our races. Wow, I didn't expect that one there, right, Mike. Anyway, let's start with race number one, and that was this last Tuesday, right, August 1, and it was a 6 furlong claiming 4,000. And anything stand out here, Mike? The two-horse Shame on the Night took it by Victor Santiago and went off at 1.5-1. The one horse, Sing Kitty Sing, 3.5-1. And the three horse, Life is Good or Life is a Ride. And that was a horse by Baylon there, went off at 2-1.
Yeah, the race kind of looked like it should on paper. The two horse, she didn't break real sharp. She got away from there third, and Santiago sent her up through there. She was the lone speed in the race and got away with a pretty slow quarter, 22-4, even though he had to push her to get her there. But he opened up three lengths at the half-mile pole, kind of put her on cruise control around the first turn, or the only turn, and had enough to hold off Sing Kitty Sing in the win by length and a quarter.
What did you have here?
I'm pretty sure I had Shame on the Night.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. I had the 3-2-1. That's what I had on my exact on, or a trifecta on this one. So, you know what? I was all around it. Yeah. You had it on top, though.
Good for you. I'm not for sure. I'd have to look back. But I either had the 2 on top or the 3.
All right. And the 2-1 exacta on a $2 paid $17.80. That's not bad at all. And 50-cent try, 2-1-3, $10.10. Let's move on to race number two. Race number two is a 4.5 furlong maiden special weight, 9,000. Mike, let me ask you, why do the racing directors, why do they put this race in there in the middle of the race? I mean, like, we're what, month and a half, mm-hmm. 2 months into it?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you get these out of the way in the beginning of the meet?
Well, you look, and this is two-year-olds. And
okay.
A lot of these two-year-olds haven't even run yet, and the farthest they're going to run by the end of the meet will be 5.5. So they get the 4.5s out of the way, gives them a chance. You know, these guys that's got these two-year-olds here, a lot of them hadn't breezed but 5/8 of a mile, because these babies, they go through some growing pains when they're getting ready to run.
Right.
They're in the training, their shins get sore and what have you. And then they got to back off, so they've lost time. It takes them a while to get back up to the 5/8. So 4.5, you don't really get a good read on just how good a two-year-old you've got, because a lot of these things are bred to go further, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing with these two-year-olds, the fans need to kind of keep an eye out on it, that goes out to the track or even bet simulcasting. It doesn't matter. Whenever Mike Nance has got a two-year-old in the race, you've really got to pay attention to him, because Mike's always got his two-year-olds ready, and they breed for speed. And this filly here, her second start, she was just tons the best. Melina went around there, and all he had to do was make sure he got out of the gate. That's what he did. Filly had plenty left and went pretty easily.
Sure did. And the crowd bought into it. Just Addy, Melina rode it, and won by close to 4 lengths, and went off at 80 cents to the dollar.
Right.
And the 6 horse, Itching for Attack by Giles, went off at close to 7-1, finishing second. And one horse, Shrimp, and that was Diego, went off at 14.5-1.
Mm-hmm.
So not bad at all there. And the exacta, 3-6, paid $17.20. The 50-cent try, 3-6-1, $22.20. The $1 daily double, 2-3, $6.20. And the 10-cent super, 3-6-1-4. $13.64. And let's see what I had. I had a 3-6-2 here. So it ended up being 3-6. What did you have?
I had a 3-6, and I had Silver Supreme, the 5 horse, to run third.
Yeah, I had that was my long shot special, the 2, and he's still trying to finish the race.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move on to race number three. Let's pull mine up as well. All right, race number three, we have a 6 furlong claiming 3,200. And Why don't you call this one? Because I remember this was your pick of the day.
Yeah, Jaguar Ridge. He was coming out of a route race, and Santiago, this horse really runs well for him. And there was a little bit of speed in there. The Pegasus book, I know, showed a little bit of speed. So along did Garland Spirit. Both them horses went out there. Jaguar Ridge set in behind his two speed horses. And just when he turned for home, he had plenty left. I thought maybe he'd win by more than what he did win by. It's a little deceiving because Lazy Lovin' ran a huge race. He actually, he was boxed in. Santiago had Molina boxed in down around the rail from the 5/16th pole to almost the 8th pole. And Victor had rode Lazy Lovin' enough times, he knows he was probably the horse to beat, in which he was. And he got the jump on him. Molina, when he did shake loose, he made up a lot of ground late, and he was coming. Lazy Lovin' would be the horse to watch the next time. And for third, the Pegasus book came on and held on, I should say, for third at 7-1.
You know what I'm starting to see here? These two jockeys, Santiago and Molina, I mean, they are giving each other a nice run.
Yeah, it's a lot. You know, it's competitive.
It's beautiful.
You know, it's all, and they ride clean. They both get along well. They've been 1-2 in the standings for the last, I guess, 3 years now. And Molina's been right on Victor's heels and been in front of him on occasions, you know. But Juan does a good job. He rides for some good outfits. He's got, in my opinion, Mark Cooper is probably the best agent I've ever worked with at any track. He knows his horses. He knows how to hustle mounts. This one here is a good example. He hadn't been riding this horse. He's watched him run, I'm sure, and went to the trainer and, you know, offered Molina up, and they bought into it. And unfortunately, in this race, it didn't matter. He ran second, but he will get the win probably the next time.
But I've seen Molina this year, I mean, really gel. Mm-hmm. I mean, really take over on the finish line. Mm-hmm. More than any other year.
Right.
What's made this year really stand out for him?
Well, I think maybe you might be comparing him to early in the year, too. And Juan didn't ride much from January till this meet started. And even though these guys are small in stature, and, you know, Juan, he don't ever have no weight problem. But getting race fit is, it takes time. And when you're only racing 2 days a week, it takes even longer.
Right.
And he, you know, I'm not, he does a good job. He finishes strong, and he's riding, to me, it's not so much about the finishing is improved, which it has, but I think he's riding a smarter race than he has in the past, and that comes from riding with better riders. And he's rode in Chicago in the fall the last few years, rode with, you know, I don't want to downgrade any rider here, but there's, you know, better riders up there.
Sure.
And you learn a little bit by watching these guys. And, you know, Juan's 31, 32 years old. He's been around a while, and he's just polishing up his skills, and he is a much better rider than what he was.
Nice. So... yeah, Mike's on the ball here, folks. I mean, he picks this Jaguar Ridge. You didn't have anything to do with my horse here, Nafer's.
No, I left
best.
Him out. If you remember, yeah, correctly, I didn't
you
like
did
it.
Not want him at all, and I jumped on Nafer's best here. I think. Let me see. Yeah, Nafer's best. I had on top, followed by Jaguar Ridge, and I had the 6-horse here, the Pegasus Book. That was my. Top three. I should have just followed your suit there, pal.
Well, I had a little inside information on Nafer's.
Well, you got to share it with us.
I didn't want to share it with you on the air, but my wife does take care of that horse, and I kind of had a feeling he might, lay an egg.
Well, you got to let me know.
Well, I didn't keep it from you on purpose. You know, if he'd won the race,
I never
would have mentioned it.
For God's sake, I called
it.
You before the races. Lay an egg and all that crap. All right, the $2 exacta, 5-2, $32. He's getting all shaky, dropping the microphone over there. 50-cent try, 5-2-6, $44.95. The 10-cent superfecta, 5-2-6-4, $20.75. The $1 daily double, 3-5, $5.10. The 50-cent pick, 3-2-3-5, $10.60. All right, let's move on to race number four. Race number four, we've got 1 mile claiming $4,000, and I think the whole entire, including the cooks back there.
They had this
at Fairmont Park. Had this one. I had this one. You had this one too.
Mm-hmm.
Would not mind. Would not mind the four horse. And this one was by S and Price, and Bilby was on the horse. 60 cents to the dollar here. What is that? 4 to 5? 3 to 5?
3 to 5.
3 to 5. 3 to 5 on this, and wow, he just galloped home here. 2 could have been more than that. Followed by the 5-horse Dancing High Santiago, and that went off at 8.5 to 1. The 1-horse Classical Sky Lopez, and that went off at nearly 18 to 1 there. Anything that stands out there, Mike?
Well, yeah, it did stand. The best horse won the race, undoubtedly.
But a lot of exactas got ruined by that wake up and run, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. The race unfolded very strangely. Dancing High busted out of there with Santiago and went to the front. He said he looked down to the inside. I'm So Vain didn't break that well, and Giles didn't send the horse that hard. So he went ahead and sent Dancing High out to the front. And the first quarter, they walked around there in 25 and 2. They got to the half a little faster. They went 49 and 3 to the half. And for whatever reason, Molina and Giles decided to engage Nancy
High. Yeah, they did.
And Santiago took back before they got into the turn. And them two guys went out and had the lead around the last turn.
Right.
Santiago swung out and went to the front again, and then would not
Molina
mind with Bilby.
Went wide.
Yeah, he took Santiago out to the hot dog stand.
Wow.
But regardless, the best horse won. Bilby rode a smart race. He's seen everything unfold in front of him. He stayed on the
He's
wood.
He's a crafty jockey.
And he was very due for a win.
Yeah.
It's good to see him
God
back
bless
in the winner's
him.
Circle.
Yeah.
And Eddie S. and Price is, you know, he's as loyal a trainer when it comes to jocks as they ever have been, and it was good to see him win. And I think maybe they was claimed, yeah, the filly was claimed in the race by our beloved Teddy Randazzo, and she might be joining the Magic Carpet Ride as well in a couple of weeks.
Ooh, that's an awesome team that she's going to. God. All right. Well, let's see the payoffs on this. The payoffs. I wonder what the daily double here is. Probably not much. The $2 exacta, 4-5, $15.20. The 50-cent try, 4-5-1, $18.55. The $1 daily double that I think everyone and their mother probably played, $3.70. So,
wow.
Yeah. It's still free money here,
oh,
Mike,
yeah.
Because
free money.
You're looking at a 3 to 5. What was the other one? What was the other one?
4 to 5 or even money, if I'm not mistaken.
The other one was
4 to 5.
4 to 5, and they both stood out. Like,
yes, they did.
Like, go
Actually,
cash
that
the
was
ticket.
A gift, if you want to look at it that way.
Yeah. So you got three times on the dollar.
Right.
All right. Wow, that was good. That was good. Oh, yeah, did I give the... You gave the last one here. The 50-cent pick 3354, $6.05. All right. So let's move on to race number 5, Mike.
All right. Let's do it.
Race number 5. We've got 6 furlong, maiden claiming 4,000. So what do you got here, babe?
The 4-horse, a pretty standing. Scott Becker, Victor Santiago, they dropped in from maiden claiming 12-5, I think it was, in Chicago last time, and just galloped around here at 6-5. Win by 8 3/4, under wraps the last 16th of a mile. Went down there in 1:13 and 1. The time was pretty impressive for $4,000 maiden claimers. And followed up by the second choice, Duchess Lala, Mike Durham, and Victor Bailon. And Marinate number 2 was third at 15.5 to 1.
Well, the whole focus for me was the top two here, Mike, because this is where the Armenian madman took over here.
Mm-hmm.
Because I knew the 4 was going to run a big race. So what I did was I made a $25 exacta box here.
Wow.
With a pretty stand-in. And the Duchess Lala, I wish I wouldn't have made that $25 exacta box, made a $50 exacta. Anyway, went and bought into that, and it paid off here. And it paid off. The $2 exacta here, my friends, paid $8. like to have seen more, but that's $8.
That's right.
I mean, $8 is still $8. 50-cent Tri 452, $11.60. The 10-cent Super 4526, $3.66. And the $1 Daily Double, $3.50. Everyone's making money out there.
Yeah.
50-cent try, or a 50-cent pick three, that is, 5-4 with the 3/4, $5.05, and $1 Constellation, 4-3, $2.10.
There you go. That's a good one.
That's a good one. That's it's another pocket there, pocket money. We got race number six here. Race number six is a 6-furlong allowance optional claiming $10,000.
Yeah, this one here, it was, I think we both had this horse, actually.
I had it on top, and you didn't, actually, on this one.
Oh, really?
No, you didn't have this one on top. I remember, because I had this one at 7-2, and
I
you...
I don't think you're right there.
I think so. I think next show...
Okay, we're going to rewind it.
Next show, he's going to rewind it, and we're going
to disagree right now.
Right. I'm going to say you didn't have Looking for Love.
Okay.
All right, go ahead, though.
Anyway, like I told you last week, Looking for Love, win by 8 lengths, much the best in here. Hooked up exactly like it looked like it was going to on paper. This Duck Can Fly and Richie Rocks busted out of the gate like their tail was on fire. They went 22-1, 46-3, and both of them just kind of spit to bit at the head of the lane. Looking for Love went by This Duck Can Fly at the head of the lane, and I think Bilby's Goggles might be sitting at the quarter pole because Santiago went by him so fast. And it was a great race by Looking for Love. And See You Later Bye, a little upset come at 12-1 to run second, but there again, the speed factor set up for him as well. And he picked up pieces late. And for third, it was This Duck Can Fly. And had a clipped wing at the wire, but he held on for third.
You just love doing that, don't you? You just love playing with that duck.
Whack.
Yes, I had this three all the way. And I'm going to have Drew look that up with your pick. And I had that five horse that really disappointed me and got the crowd into it. This one was the money that I thought I was, you know, all the money I made in that last one.
Right.
I kind of put most of that into this one, looking to bust the bank here. I looked for a 3553 exact box on it. Didn't happen. The five ran a horrible race. Anything on the five, your jockey was on the five. Don't sandbag now. Tell me what happened here.
Just got hooked up with speed. The same thing that happened to This Duck Can Fly.
Yeah.
Only one of them spit a bit worse than the other.
Right.
When you got speed horses like that, they have to have the front end, and they hook up that
hard.
It's
not going to happen, is it?
It's one of them is going to die. Actually, both of them usually dies, and that's in this case what happened.
So that's what we had. Exact on this one, 3-2. $2 exact to $77. $77. Can't beat that.
That's good.
The 50-cent try, 3-2-1, $34.85. The 50-cent try, yeah, that we just did that, $34.85. And you, Weasel, you're looking that up right now, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought I'd seen. $1 Daily Double, 4-3, $11.60. And the 50-cent pick 3, 4-3/4-3 is $10.30.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And this one going into my last leg of my pick 3, pick 4. That's what I had.
Right.
What do you got there? What do you got? All right. Anything? Let's see what we got here. Race number 7, 6-furlong, allowance optional, $5,000. And you're doing the duck?
No.
What do you? Oh.
The magic carpet ride.
Oh, yes. Do we have that, Drew?
There we go.
Here it is. Ted, Teddy, this is for you, babe. Get out of that hospital, lad. Foxy's Beauty.
And leave the nurses alone.
Everyone, hop on that magic carpet. That's beautiful, man.
Oh, I love it.
I love how you thought of that.
Yeah.
That was great.
You got to give the man props. He's laying in a hospital bed, you know?
Yeah, I hope that didn't get him too excited.
Probably not.
No?
Probably not. He's a veteran.
He's a veteran. Yeah, he likes getting that winner circle now. He's used to it.
He pays rent.
Yeah. Jim loves him. That's right. Our picture guy.
Yeah.
So, you know what Jim told me? Mm. I mean, he takes his pictures, you know, winter circle. He goes, I tell you what, John, they're behind me with their iPhones taking their damn pictures, too.
I know. He hates it.
He goes, I wish they'd take them away. I go, I don't know if they could take their cell phones away from them, Jim.
And you know something else on Jim's behalf? You know, these computers, everybody gets one. Yeah. They get one camera shot now. They get one photo. They take them home. They make copies. And
Is that right? Because I ordered 10 of these.
Yeah.
I should have done what you just mentioned.
Well, I'm glad you ordered them before I brought this to your attention. But
no, I love Jim, though.
Oh, I do, too.
Yeah.
He had a good fishing hole.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. A lot of bass in there.
Yeah, he sold it.
Suicidal bass, by the way.
Yeah.
So I'm not that good of a fisherman. No. I'm no Bill Dance, and I was pulling them in left and right.
What about Kevin Van Dam?
Who's that?
Oh, you're not a fisherman.
No. Okay. No, I'm not.
We won't get into it no further.
All right. Well, no, I did see that guy.
Yeah, I seen him in a seminar. Sit through a seminar with him.
He finished fourth in a contest of all fishing weight. I mean,
he's the best.
Yeah.
He's the best, that guy.
Well, he wasn't that day.
Well, everybody has an off day.
This one, the $2 exacta. Well, let's just go to who won here. Foxy's Beauty, Molina. And I tell you what, folks. This was one of my best races I've seen this year. I know you're going to get on me for this, but I seen Foxy's Beauty about to give in.
Mm-hmm.
Down like 100 yards to go here. He's being pressured by Dr. Wynn, and Dr. Wynn saying, yeah, I got you this time, son. Mm-hmm. I got you. The doctor's in the house here. And Foxy, he's on the inside. Where she's on the inside, and unbelievable, man.
Had every right
Foxy
to get it up.
Foxy comes right back. Molina digs in, and boom, we got ourselves a race on a head bob.
Yeah.
It was head bob, and Foxy's Beauty wins it, and Teddy's back in the winner's circle. I mean, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of luck comes with it and a lot of hard work because Molina, that was a lot of hard work getting that horse in the winner's circle.
Yep, it was. Why would I give you a hard time?
What's that?
Why would I give you a hard time about that? Just because you beat my jock?
No. I'm saying you gave me a little hard time about that because I had Foxy's Beauty. You had, I think you had.
I had Foxy's Beauty as well.
Oh, you had Foxy's Beauty. So how many did you win?
Put that crow in the microwave because you're going to be eating a lot at the end of the show.
Well, wait a minute. I had what, four or five winners?
I know. I had five.
I mean, okay, from now on, I got your paper here. You're not going to just going to tell me you had four or five.
Well,
I had that lucky horse.
That lucky horse.
That was his name, right, Drew? Yeah, okay. Yeah, Drew always agrees.
Looking for love.
Looking for love. That's what I was saying, Drew, for love of God.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so that's what we got here, and let's move on. Let's move on.
Oh, by the way, I had Foxy's Beauty in this race too.
You said that, but that was my whole conflict there because I thought you might have went against the grain here.
I think I went 4-6-1, and it came in 4-6-3.
What did I have? I had a 4-1-3.
Yeah.
I had a 4-1-3-6. I hit the super.
Yeah, if you want to.
Well, that's what I do. I box it on the green sheet there. That's what I do. And I box a try. I got the try.
Maybe you had shaker maker in there, no?
No. Here it is. You want to see it?
No.
All right. So that's what we got here. Let's go on to our Saturday night racing.
Let's do.
Saturday night racing here, folks. And this all starts off at 7 p.m., does it, Mike?
Yes. 7:30. Yes.
7:30, but get there around what? I'd say you want to get there around
6:30, quarter
6:30,
a beer and a hot dog.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a pretzel with some cheese on
it. Yeah. They got to get those lines going quicker, too, by the way.
Well, yeah. You know? I can't argue that fact.
That's why you want to get there early. Get your food and stuff.
You don't go to the VIP line?
I like to be out there.
Yeah,
I really enjoy being out there.
Yeah.
I like talking to everybody. I like walking by the paddock. It's fun time, man.
Well, on this diet, I mean, what do you get?
What's that?
When you're at the track, I mean, you're on this diet.
On this diet.
What do you get?
I don't get anything. Coke, I just walk back and forth. The Fitbit likes it.
Broccoli, maybe?
They don't have broccoli there. All right.
Carrots.
All right, don't worry about it. All right. Let's just get to our race one here, and it's a quarter horse race, and it's a maiden special weight going 350 yards. This kind of tailor-made for you and me.
Yeah, 350 yards?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I think
that.
We dropped dead, didn't we? Anyway, what do you got here, Mike?
Well, I went with the, as I called them last week, Batman and Robin.
Yeah, Will I Griffin. Let you go with that, too,
yeah,
by the
you
way.
Yeah, you did. You let me stumble all the way through it. But anyway, the four-horse Captain Vance, trained by Bill Griffin, ridden by Uriel Lopez. I like him on top, followed closely by the two-horse, Bill's son, Paul Griffin, and Victor Santiago, feature Royal Dash. He was getting in last time he run, and we went from the bug boy to the journeyman, Santiago. Hopefully he can get him a little straighter path, and he might be awful tough in here. And for the third, I went to the far outside MC Bet the Beach. This horse has had a couple of gait issues.
What number is that, Mike?
10. And he had a couple of gait issues the last two starts, and hopefully he gets out of the way clean and should come on and run third.
Well, on this race right here, I'm going with the two-horse. The two-horse being Feature Royal Dash. What an effort last time out. I'm buying into it. I think the horse will spring out of there like a little rabbit and get the job done here. I like the two on top, followed by the outside. I think the outside's going to look good here. I like the nine. The nine will be flying from the outside, and guess who takes a little wind of that? The 10. 10's going to follow that. It's like a NASCAR thing.
Draft.
Yeah, that's what it's called, the draft.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched car
side
racing?
Draft. A little bit.
A little bit. Well, you know, then that's what it's called there, Mike.
So
the 10's going to catch.
I'm sure. But.
Of course. So the 10's going to catch a little bit of that back draft.
Mm-hmm. Side draft.
Whatever. And that's what we got. We got a 2, 9, 10.
Okay.
All right. Let's move on to race number two. Race number two. By the way, the 9 was BM1 Rare Rocket, and the 10 was MC Bet the Beach.
Love that name.
It's a lot of words, man.
Yeah, but I love that name.
I mean, you can see how our announcer has a rough time.
Yeah,
I mean,
got
I
17 seconds to say it twice.
All right, here we go. Race number two, we've got a 1 mile maiden claiming 4,000, and pop out the old Tylenol for this one, folks.
Well, you know what? I think Arkansas Flash gets his diploma here, the 5-horse. I've looked at the race a couple of different times, and it's a bad bunch. He shows the best of everybody else to me, and I went with him on top, followed closely by the 4-horse, Marvin's Dream. He laid an egg the last time he run, which was last year, but I'm sure Becker's got him ready. And what kind of impressed me a little bit about this is he's been off a year, and he's running him a mile the first time out of the box. So evidently he's bred to go the distance. Scott's got him dropped into the price that he thinks he can get the job done. I used him for second, along with the 1 for third, Student Settling, with Harry Lynch and Arietta.
So what do you got? What's the numbers here?
5-4-1.
5-4-1. I went with the 1-horse. 1-horse on top here. I think my man here, Harry Lynch, he's going to have this one ready. And Harry's had a nice meet so
Harry's
far.
Harry's had a fantastic meet.
And what a great guy.
Yeah,
again,
yes,
always give a little props out to Harry.
They call him Tiny.
What's that?
Or Pee-wee. They call him Pee-wee.
Well, I don't know what they call him Pee-wee for. I don't care. Harry's having a great meet. And a jockey that's looking for the right horse here, always likes to bring in a long shot. Now he gets a live one, and that's Arietta. And Arietta, like Leon said, he's not a bad jockey. Now he seems to have had his health issues taken care of.
Right.
The knee and all that's back together again. I like him in this spot here. I like the 1-horse being on top, Student Settling.
You got a good memory.
And let's go with the 5-horse, Arc Flash. Arc Flash is just let me down a couple times. I'm not buying into Arc Flash. I think he's good enough for second. And I'm going with the 2-horse here. I'm going with the 2-horse Corridor's
Edge.
Edge, right. That's it. And I think it'll have enough to peek in there and stick its head out and take that third spot there for the bronze.
Okay.
All right. Let's move on to race number three. And race number three, we've got a claiming 3,200, going 6 furlong. And Mike, you got honors, Your Honor.
All right, I'm going to go with a 2-horse Jesuit Warrior. I love the jockey switch here to Molina. This horse has been right there the last couple of starts. Brooke did a good job on him. She's rode him good twice, and I just like this rider change. It might need a little stronger finisher, and I think Molina has been kind of watching this horse, and Freddie Cornwell's the trainer. Good friend of Molina's agent, and I just think these guys hook up for the win here on Saturday night. Followed closely by the 3, Maelstrom has run 2 or 3 real good races in a row. He's been right there the last couple of races. Actually won one and got disqualified on a very questionable call, I might add. And for third, I used 1, No Blarney, or Barney's. Ralph Martinez ships this horse in from Indiana Downs, gets the riding services of Victor Balon. Even though he don't look real good on paper, he should be good enough to contend with these.
Now, I am really ticked off.
Okay.
I am ticked off because this horse is not getting the respect it deserves, and that is the 3.
Mm-hmm.
I think this horse, Maelstrom here, is a damn good horse. The public didn't buy into him when he was 20-1. He proved them wrong. And the next time out, he finished 2nd by a half a length to my horse here, and I thought he gave a gutsy performance, gave everything he had, went off at 7-1.
Mm-hmm.
I think this horse should win this race here. It's the same field he's taken on. He's beaten Jesuit Warrior. And rider switch and all that, I buy that. But I'm telling you, I think Stillion did everything she could with this horse. So that's where I stand. I think Maelstrom here is the horse to beat. And I like this horse to even be a single here, folks, on your pick 3s. That's what I like.
Yeah,
I'm going right on the edge here.
Best bet of the day, too?
I'm going to make it one of mine. I'll give you that. Give you that. Okay. But this horse is definitely one that's bull type for the day.
Mm.
Yes, sir.
That's pretty strong words.
That's pretty strong, and I stand by my words here. My name is Drew Anderson. All right, we're going to race number 4 here. Race number 4, we got a 1 mile claiming 3,200, and let's see what we got here. I'll start this one off, Mike. All right. I'm going with the Beautiful Ruler. Beautiful Ruler here, and that's Victor Balon and Mike Durham. And you know what? 1 mile, and like you said last week, Durham's starting to come around.
Starting to heat up.
Yeah. Yeah, this is like one of those old veteran pitchers here that starts off rocky. Now Bumgarner's coming on the mound here.
That's right.
He's getting the job done. I like Durham in the spot, and I think it's going to really improve. I like this 3-1 morning line here on this horse. Balon's having a good meet, too. 20% clip here, folks, and Durham's getting a little heated up. Boom. That's my winner right there, Beautiful Ruler, followed by I'd love a parade, and that's the one horse. Boy, you can't say anything bad about this one. I mean, last 3, 1-3-2, always gives everything it's got. Now it's moving on to another level, though. I think we're in this is the 3 life now.
Yes,
a whole new category here, and we'll see how it does. But I'm buying into for 2nd place. And my 3rd place here is Reezy Girl 12, and that's the 5 horse.
Oh, Reezy Girl 12. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Reezy Girl 12, and that's 8-5. I got the 8-5 on the 3rd here.
Okay.
You know what? I'm sorry. I'm going to say I just don't like the connections here. Mm-hmm. I don't like what I'm seeing at the barn. The barn's not doing that much productivity here. Love's finishing 3rd.
Oh, yeah.
Love's finishing 3rd, and boom, we got a 3rd right there.
There you go. Well, this race, I went with the 1-2-5, and I'm going to change my pick just for the simple fact that I'm not jumping on your bandwagon by any chance. But I'd love a parade. When I looked at this race just now on the screen here, I didn't allow the fact she just come out of the 2 life. So I'm going to flip-flop, and I'm going to go with the 2-horse Beautiful Ruler. It's all about to break for this mare.
Yeah, it's conditioned, right.
If she breaks good, she should be pretty tough. I'm going to go ahead and go with I'd Love a Parade for second, the one, and for third, I'm going to go with Rizzy Girl 12, number five.
All right. I'm glad I brought you on board there.
Yep.
That's cool. Let's go to race number five. Race number five, we got a 6 furlong six furlong claiming 4,000. What do you got here, Mike?
I went with a fresh horse here. I went for the two horse, looking at Bits, Tom Doerr's Trains. This horse here is another one. It's all about the break
with
this horse.
What number is that, Mike?
The two.
The two. Let me pop that up here.
It's all about the break for this horse. If you look at his PPs, he's if he breaks close to the front or on the front, he's pretty hard to deal with usually. They went with Santiago. Even though Santiago was rode him before, I think the horse had a couple excuses health-wise. And dropping to this level, I think he should be pretty tough. And for second, I went with the one horse, Morning Lover Rambo. The only reason I went with him for second instead of the first place horse is for the simple fact he hates the inside. He drew the rail again. This is three times in a row. Hopefully he can work out a little better trip than he did last. He got shuffled back last time. If he gets a clean trip, he'll win the race. And for third, I went with the number seven, the outside horse, Easy David, Jerry Hammond, and Uriel Lopez.
Okay. I went with Morning Lover Rambo on top here. I think these two have been working good together. Once again, the connections are strong. I just see Morning Lover going to get over this big hump here. And I think we're going to, if it's got problems on the rail, have they went to the blinkers or what have they done with it?
He wears blinkers.
He wears blinkers. Just something about it. Okay.
Something about the rail.
All right, but I'm going to give this horse another shot here. Not that it's even needed one, really. Only two starts back. It won by 4.5, so you know what? I'm okay with it. I'm taking Morning Lover Rambo. Always gives everything it's got. I'm following that up by Easy David. Easy David, the seven horse. And you know what? Last race, it really showed me a lot here, and that was a three-life race. So it's right there where it belongs. And Uriel and Hammond together on a live horse, forget about it. They're gonna give everything they got there. And I kind of went off a little bit here on, and I took Illinois Chrome. I like the fact that maybe it could be the pace setter. I like maybe this horse takes off out there first and then just wears down. And you know, not for the owner or the trainer or the jockey, but that's how I'm visualizing here. I think it's going to wear down, but it'll have enough to stay up there for third place.
Okay.
That's what I got. It is all about speed, though.
Yeah.
All right. Sixth race, we got a 6 furlong claiming 3,200. And what do you got here, babe?
Well, I'm pretty sure we've got the same horse on top. It's kind of like the elephant in the
right,
room.
Right. Well, you know what? We do. I think let's say same time there. One, two, three, two. Yeah, two.
That was pretty good.
Dandy Rap. Dandy Rap. Santiago Becker. 3-5. And I put down here on my green sheet, should know the way to the wire blindfolded.
Yeah.
I mean, that's simple as that.
Lock.
Now the interesting thing, who comes in second and third, Mike?
I went with the class on for second. I went with the five-horse Hold Me Sue. I think she's just outclasses the rest of them. For third, I went with the three-horse, Rosie's Relish. I think the switch back to Baylon here, she'll be running late, and she looks third best.
And that's the only thing that we went different on. I went with the one-horse taking the third spot, and that was Salute the Hero. So that's what we got there.
Okay.
We've got race number seven here. Race number seven is our allowance claiming 12,500, going 6 furlong. And what do you got here, Mike?
I'm pretty sure we got the same horse together on this race, too. I went with the inside horse, Little Ike, Becker Santiago. I think he lays off the pace. The pace is going to be set by the two, Brave Benny, which I use for second. And even though Peacock Man showed a lot of speed last time, I don't look for him to get the same instructions this time. I think he'll be laying behind Little Ike, and I look for him to run third. So I get him in with a 1-2-5.
This one was an interesting one, Mike, because I went a little opposite with you. I went with Brave Benny on top here. And let's see this. I just thought it outclassed a little, what is that, Little Ike?
I know.
That's your horse. That's your jockey and everything. But I also bought into what you told me maybe a couple shows ago that, you know, he does give his exercise guy a good horse, too. So sure. I
either think, one of them could win. Either one of them.
Right. But you know what? I think the 111 stands out there, too. I got the 5 pounds on you.
Okay.
I got 5 pounds. I'm buying Diego.
There you go.
Diego, not Diego. Diego. Yeah, I'm buying Brave Benny on top, followed by Little Ike. And I'm going with the 5. I'm going with the 5, Peacock Man. Okay. That's what we got. Let's go to race number 8 here. Race number 8, we've got a 6-furlong claiming 3,200. And what do you got here?
Well, the horse I went with on top is the 5. I know she didn't show no speed last time, but she had a horrible break and was rushed to the close to the front, got tired off her long layoff. She gets away clean. She'll be in front. I used her on top, and then I used
what number was that?
Number 5.
All right.
And for second, I went with the outside horse, number 9, Say a Little Prayer for Me. She ran a good second at the same level last time. Look forward to get a good trip in here. Think she'll be running late and come on for second. For third, I went with the other fresh horse here, Wiley Coyote, number 2, Leroy Hellman and Santiago.
All right. I went with the 9 on top, followed by the 5 and the 6 here, Love Tapper,
mm-hmm.
Arietta Lynch. I'm all over Arietta Lynch combo.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that duel, like a Sonny and Cher.
Yeah. Or Captain and Tennille.
Captain and Tennille. All right, and what's your big play of the day?
Best bet of the day?
Yeah, best bet of the day here, Mike. Give it to me, babe.
Best bet of the day is by far, might be the best bet of the year, the 6 race number 2, Dandy Rap.
Okay, everyone in the valet guys are going to play that. Is there any?
You ask me.
I understand that, but that's probably going to go off at 3-5. I don't even give that on my green sheet there.
Well, you want my long shot play of the day then is what you're saying.
Huh?
You want my? If you don't want the odds, you want the long shot play of the day. You know, you don't want me to give you a 2-5
box play. Oh my God! You, I cannot believe I did that.
What?
Oh, okay, that's not the one. All right, I hope that's not the one. All right, go ahead.
Go ahead. What? I gave it to you.
Which
Dandy
one was
Rap.
It? Dandy Rap.
Yeah.
All right, you gave me Dandy Rap. See, I wrote down the wrong information on this green sheet. I hope I sent the right one out. I'm going with, now you see, now I don't have that information, so I'm going to have to look things over here. I'm going to wing it. I'm going to pull a John Belushi here on Animal House, and I'm going to wing this, and I'm going to say my standout here is I'm taking that 3-horse Maelstrom, and that is my big play here, and I'm getting a little price on it at 8-5. Could even go to 2-1. It could go to what you're not. What are you doing, Weasel?
Well, you just ridicule me for a 3-5.
You're
five
going.
Shot.
You're going to 3-5.
What's the difference?
Well, mine's 8-5, 2-1.
Okay, you went out on a limb. I give you credit.
No, that's the best bet of the day. That's not my long shot. What do you got for long shot?
Long shot play of the day.
Yeah, if you even have one. I don't. I didn't even see one really.
Well. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go with my long shot play of the day will be.
Oh, you want a drum roll?
Yes. Let's go with the first race, She's Tempted, number 5.
All right. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. I got him. 1, 2. Yeah, you know what? I'll buy into that one. That's a good one. The exacta here, folks. I'm going with. I'm going with the 6 race here. I'm going with a 2-5. 2-5, 5-2. That's a good one there.
Which race?
The 6 race.
Oh, okay.
The 6 race, yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's what I'm going with. All right, folks, that's our show for this week. You got anything planned? Any fishing trips or anything
tomorrow.
This weekend? Tomorrow, huh?
Tomorrow after the draw.
What are you going for, crappie?
Sparta, going to go get some bass.
Bass, huh? All right.
Cooler all right. Full.
You going to bring me back a couple?
Want a couple of fillets?
Yeah, love okay. it. I love it. All right, folks.
You like turtle?
No, I don't want a turtle. Let the turtle go. Don't kill a turtle.
Wow.
All right.
Turtle soup's good.
That's a poor turtle. Let the turtle go. All right, my friends, take care, and we'll see you next week, and keep cashing those winning tickets.
Get well, Teddy.
All right, yeah, Teddy, get well. Magic carpet ride. We want to still be on this magic carpet ride, Teddy.
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmount Park on the lineupmedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, fairmountparkpodcast.com. And follow the show on Facebook and Twitter.
There's a perfect time when you're tempting fate. And you lay your money down.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.